grey, I suppose. Yes, it's the colour of clay, and it's all broken and cracked over, rather like a clay pot or something like this, and the sun has dried the whole of this surface. It's just like the moon. And in the distance, a black cliff. A big, towering black cliff.
And I looked into the distance. And as I looked, so the sun began to rise, began to come up over the mountain. Glorious sunshine. And I looked into the distance.
And I could hear this voice, this woman singing. I couldn't hear what she was singing. It was a foreign voice. I knew that I was somewhere foreign. Seemed to be in a foreign country. And I saw this very deep blue sky. Very deep blue sky, and there was a very deep blue sea,
and you'll be a Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. The title track to that soundtrack, great Russ Meyer's movie. Roger Ebert co-wrote that, by the way. Not the song, but that was the Sandpipers. Dominique Grimaud, once again from 19 Feedback's Daddy. Delia Derbyshire, Land from The Dreams, Julien Bodard, Golden Rain, and Charlemagne Palestine with BBBBB with a title of the album that I just can't pronounce and I'm not going to try. This is Freeform Radio.
He's actually here. None of them really exist.
Be quiet. This is my time here.
Actually, I'm looking at that clock, and it appears to me that it's 6 o'clock. I think it's time for you to vacate the premises.
I can't believe I got to deal with this. The codger is actually here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to have to get off the air now and deal with it.
I'm looking at my watch.
Yeah. Look at your watch. Just relax, okay? Just relax. You'll be on in a second, okay? WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the codger.
Come here, bird. being single, conscience at ease. I'm free to mingle, I do what I please. When I'm out late nights, no one has my keys. Yeah, I keep my date nights doing what I please. You know, I don't have no star boarders, 'cause they keep you on the shelf. And I ain't taking orders, so I just go along enjoying myself. Should I go sailing across seven seas? No one can stop me doing what I please. Just like a dog has fleas. Not taking all the dances, that's because I do what I please. I blow in at these parties just like a reckless breeze. I outsmart all these other smarties because I do just what I please. You know, where there's no action, you will find that there's blues about. And I get my satisfaction only when I'm stepping out. And whenever I get tipsy out at one of these jamborees, no one can stop me, 'cause I do what I please.
Opened up this week's Old Codger Show with Fats Waller and his rhythm, which sad sap sucker am I. Then Don Redman and his orchestra with Doing What I Please. Now, the first song, of course, was written and sung by Fats Waller. The second tune was composed by Andy Razoff and Fats Waller. I like Fats Waller a whole lot. There's a lot to like about Fats, because there's a lot of Fats. His real name was Thomas Waller. Now, because I like Fats Waller so much, and because his birthday is on May 21st, 2 weeks from tonight, I will be presenting an entire show, an entire Old Codger Show, devoted to the music of Fats Waller. Plenty of recordings by Fats I'm going to play, and there's a number of recordings by other people singing Fats Waller's music. So if you don't like Fats Waller, I don't think you're an idiot. What's one step up from an idiot? Anyway, in 2 weeks after that Fats Waller tribute, I've given you advance notice right now. We will repair to the bunker to get plush to the scuppers to celebrate Fats Waller. You should plan to get plush to the scuppers in your own bunker, because there won't be room in mine with all the buddies I'm inviting over. Now if you don't have a bunker, order one from Sears. They sell Sears bunker kits, and they will deliver the parts by rail car to your vacant lot. They're reasonably priced, and they come with full instructions for assembly. Now, if you have trouble getting it properly assembled, you can call Del Barton Handyman. They will send over someone who screws up the job so badly that you will think, I can do better than this imbecile, and you will suddenly realize how good you are at assembling bunkers. Del Barton Handyman is always inspirational that way. They come by to set a bad example, and you begin to recognize your own resourcefulness and hidden talents. Speaking of the always inspirational Del Barton Industries, we have been remiss lately in not extolling the virtues of their genetic testing service, their breakthrough genetic testing service, which was launched last year. Now, we have a commercial to play. We played this commercial last October on the radio, and Del Barton expected sales to go through the roof. That's your metaphor, of course. Sales wouldn't literally go through the roof. If it did, it would cause extensive damage, and a good deal of the profits from sales would have to cover the cost to prepare the roof. What am I even talking about here? As it turned out, anyway, after this commercial aired, there were exactly zero sales. So perhaps you people weren't listening the first time. I know it's common for listeners to tune out commercials. You leave the room. You turn down the radio volume. So look, we're about to re-air this commercial for your own good and ours, because we get paid by sponsors at Del Barton Labs. So here's Gus Bodenheim, our announcer, to tell you about this wonderful service.
Back in my day, sending one's bodily fluids to others through the U.S. Postal Service was seen as a mere prank, at best a hobby with few advocates. Today, it seems everyone and his uncle is avidly sending vile vials to sundry well-promoted services in order to discover what their DNA tells them about their ancestry. Is there some distant billionaire cousin with a pending legacy from which one might glom a handsome ransom? Does the dim past conceal a connection to any legendary hero or scientific genius to assuage the abject mediocrity of one's own life? Can one definitively establish anywhere in one's lineage proof of any injustice or oppression to brag about at parties? Del Barton Industries, quote, proudly, unquote, introduces 123 and Me. And while this service won't answer those queries, it will help you find out if you're genetically related to the old codger. As a lagniappe, a cumshaw, or icing on the old cake, it will also warn you if you are carrying any Bodenheim blood, along with a list of resources for coping with this unfortunate revelation. How 123andMe works is fun and easy. We'll send you a clean plexicrylic vacutainer in which to collect a sample of your saliva and all traces of cigar tobacco and or bourbon it contains. Or, if you prefer, you may send a quantity of feces, yes, feces, sufficient to conduct all relevant analytical tests. Do not send me your stool samples. Mail them to Rummy Del Barton, who will serve as lab administrator for these purposes. We'll send you his address discreetly upon request. You are advised to send Rummy very large stool samples, as large as possible. I'm talking a real slab, a good old... But I digress. 123 and Me. From Del Barton. They say blood's thicker than the mud, but we say, either way, yuck.
I guess you all no doubt have heard, and the press has spread around the word, that I made a talkie film some time ago inside a picture studio. And of course, you know how press agents are. They tell me that I'm a star.
A talkie star?
Yes, Ted, I'm all set.
There's been no scandal about you yet.
What do you mean, scandal, eh?
Well, no stolen husband, a duke from France.
Say, what's the rush? Give me a chance. There's nothing done in Hollywood that Sophie can't do just as good.
Just as good? Even better.
Now, I hope you mean that as a compliment. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, honky-tonk, perhaps you've seen, I hope you liked me on the screen. I guess you went to hear me sing and talk, make love and everything.
You said make love?
Of course, and say, if they had only let me have my way,
the censors would have thrown a fit.
In spite of it all, I would have been a bigger hit.
Tell me, now that it's all done, in Hollywood, did you have fun?
Oh, did I have fun in Hollywood?
I'd like to know.
Hollywood will never be the same. This red-hot mama set the town aflame. I went to some of those wild parties I'd heard about. I started making whoopee and 50 guests were carried out. They told me how naughty it would be. Why, it was a Sunday school picnic to me. I hate to brag, but all the men grew as wild as they knew how. I even vamped all the cowboys away from their pet cows. I sent them home all crippled up and lame. And Hollywood will never be the same. To tell you my experience would take too long, I fear. But I'm going to tell you one or two things that perhaps you'd like to hear. At first, my director said he'd like to test me, and I let him know that I'd been tested by experts and okayed long ago. Soon we started shooting scenes, in came my leading man, My director said, Sophie, make love to him and do the best you can. Folks, I went right to it, and what happened, I forget. You see, it was a year ago in January, and the poor guy is unconscious yet. Then the sheik started after me. I couldn't keep them away. Even Rin Tin Tin himself chased me 7 blocks one day. And up and down those Beverly Hills, I gave them all plenty of thrills. A certain star spent an evening alone with me, and I'll have you know that an evening alone with me is like 3 weekends with Clara Bow. I sent him home all crippled up and lame. And Hollywood will never be the same.
Smile. We just finished listening to some fine 78 RPM records, which is all we play here on the Old Gods Radio Show on WFMU every week. The first one was by Sophie Tucker, the great, the beautiful, the amper, the dynamic, the spectacular, the glamorous, Sophie Tucker. We heard Hollywood Will Never Be the Same by Sophie. Then Boots and His Buddies, with the vocal by Carl Woods, on a song called A Salute to Harlem. Then Earl Father Hines, did the Caution Blues, it's subtitled Blues and Thirds. And finally, in that set, we heard Eddie Lang, a trio, with Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Venuti on the violin, and Frank Signorelli on the piano, and they did Wildcat, all here on the Old Codger Show. Now, referring back to that commercial that you heard for 123 and Me, the breakthrough genetic testing service from Delbarton Labs, I hope you will use 123andMe, because Delbarton needs to recoup the tremendous costs of developing this amazing process. See, they put all the research and the clinical trials, 2 full weeks worth, they put it all on a credit card. Those interest payments are insanely high. Well, Robbie Delbarton, the CEO of Delbarton Industries, he tried paying off the credit card with Delbarton Capital's new cryptocurrency, Codger Coin. We launched it here last week, you may remember. But the Codger Coin transfer bounced back for some reason. Now, my assistant, Lola Bell Pancake, I don't know how these things work, she said it's something called a software glitch. Then she said it was malware. I asked her, the good malware or the bad malware? But I'm getting in over my head with these newfangled concepts. I don't know what I'm talking about, and I don't want to say anything on the radio that could earn me a subpoena, get me dragged into court to have to testify against one of my buddies. Meanwhile, speaking of tremendous costs, Gus Bodenheim and Junita Bodenheim are demanding residual payments for the rebroadcast of their voices when these commercials are aired a second and third time. They're teaming up and complaining about my stinginess and how they're being unfairly, their labor's being exploited. They want to form a union, and they're threatening to picket my bunker in East Orange. Well, I told them to direct all such complaints to Laura Bell, who's also my advertising director, and she's the coordinator of diversionary defense. Yes, diversionary defense. You know, if say you're attacked by wild monkeys. Well, Lola Bell knows where to throw the diversionary bananas, which would give us an opportunity to escape. That example is not theoretical. It actually happened. I have instructed Lola Bell that if Gus and Junita appear outside waving protest signs, she is to heave rotten bananas at them. She has a good arm and excellent aim. Lola Bell is descended from the great Lefty Grove. Well, we're going to go back to music now here on the Old Codger Show. We have an hour's worth of 78 RPM records every week here on WFMU. So here's Victoria Spivey with Porter Granger. I want to hear 2 parts of the song, You Gotta Have What It Takes.
What, baby?
Mama's getting tired of you.
What for, honey? Oh, listen, Mama. Oh, Mama. Tell me what you're trying to do.
You may fool some by playing dumb. Perhaps you think you are cute.
I is cute, baby. What's more, much loving as I give you? Does you mean that sweet papa he don't do?
Just what I mean. You got to have what it takes.
I've got
to. Or else I'll give you no more grace.
You ain't give me none yet, baby.
I'm full of pep.
Is you?
But I'm mighty afraid.
Afraid of what?
That you are so old.
I is.
You can't make the grade.
Bet you can.
You got to have what it takes.
What do and I got it, baby. I want it all for goodness sake. You can get it. I'll never fret now as long as I can get it. Daddy, that's the word it takes.
And you can get it.
Now you may be hot.
So hot.
You may be cute.
Oh, yes, I'm cute.
To them would like your shot.
And they're crazy about it.
But you are just not.
Not what?
The kind to do. This mama, mama.
Oh, honey, don't say that.
You got to have what it takes.
And I've got to.
And not the kind that drugs don't make.
What kind is that?
You must be hot.
Nice.
To touch a certain spot.
Oh.
And bring me daddy what it takes.
Oh, baby.
You got to have what it takes.
And I've got to.
And not the kind that drugs don't make.
What is that drugstore?
I'll tell you flat, you must be quite like that.
What?
And bring me, Papa, what it takes. And that ain't half what you got to do, Papa. Turn that record over, and I wanna tell you the rest.
For honey,
you ain't got that little thumb here.
What's the matter with me?
What is that to do but simply let you be? When you crawl into my bed and turn your back on me.
Now let me tell you something. Look here, mama, you done gone a bit too far. Now what's the use of running when you caught your car?
What old car?
How all my family's had it from my grandpa down.
You ain't got it.
And you bet your papa's got it every doggone time.
I ain't sorry.
Your papa's got what it takes.
Let me have it.
I mean, and papa don't deal in fake. Now I runs around, but I is a man who bet he can love more than you can stand. Your papa's got what it takes. I mean, and papa don't deal in fake. Now, and if you win, I'll pay with a grin. Yes, if papa showed up, what it takes.
You so short.
I may be getting sort of old.
Oh, you just found that out?
Maybe I'm slow.
You are.
But I can stand the test.
I'm proving.
Gal, I've been told. And you want to know.
I don't know nothing.
That a old fiddle plays the best.
Not where I'm from.
I mean, your papa's got what it takes.
Well, I can't see it.
I mean, he learned it from the wiggling snake.
I knew you was animal.
Now, mama, if you doubt,
I do.
Why don't you try me out?
Tired of doing that.
For papa's got what it takes.
You say you got it?
Yes, mama, and how?
Well, when can I get it?
You can get it right now.
What's in there?
Man's a skeleton in this closet.
That's all right, Puddin'. He'll get used to you.
Spooks were having that midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves to a cheerful dance. When the skeleton in the closet did his dance. Now, goblin giggle with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazed was every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches wearing stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps. And they nearly dropped the drumsticks when he tried to do the bums. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when Skelton in the closet ran his bones.
In that set of music, we heard Victoria Spivey. She was in a duet with Porter Granger on You've Gotta Have What It Takes. We heard part one and part two. Then Putney Dandridge and his orchestra did The Skeleton in the Closet. Then Art Blakey, very early Art Blakey and his messengers, did Musa's Vision. And finally, the Coleman Hawkins Quartet. That was Thelonious Monk on piano. We heard Drifting on a Reed. Old Codger Show here on WFMU. And don't forget, in 2 weeks, as I said earlier, we will feature the entire program devoted to a Fats Waller birthday special. Fats would be 117 years old on May 21st. I vaguely recall when I was 117. I remember that the government tried to cancel my old age benefits. They claimed that my Social Security number had expired. But I pulled out my card, and I showed them it was still valid. They just couldn't believe that I had such a low number. My Social Security number is 6. What's yours? And it's time for another soundtrack from a major motion picture starring you-know-who. As Lola Bear told me, it's not good radio form to shout. So I'm going to whisper the another soundtrack for a major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. This the major motion picture is called What a Life. It's from 1932. You remember 1932. If not, look it up. It's in all the history books. Well, in this Flip the Frog major motion picture, the co-stars and the cameos are, let's see, we got the Nola Bamber, Tony Tenderballs Marconi. I'll explain the nickname in a future show. A Special Walk-On by Gummo Marx. A Special Walk-Off by Ricky Mooney. Playing a traffic cop in this major motion picture is the great Raoul Jr. The third. Then there's Lucifer Hubris and the entire chorus line from Wolfie Cohn's Rascal House, but they're only shown from the ankles down. So here it is, What a Life, featuring Flip the Frog. How's that, Lola Bell?
Bum, 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 bum. Thank you. My husband.
Come out of there or I'll shoot.
You were a keen musician.
Well, I am.
All right, then you play something while I get on with the horoscope.
All right, and I might be able to help.
I can read the future and tell if fate's unkind. The stars I've read, I look ahead, and this is what I find. Climbing last week, a big mountain peak, I slipped down a rocky slope. I cried as I fell. I'm on my way to bed, I can tell it by my horoscope. My brother Joe pulled a wishbone with Flo and said, for the best, let's hope. Then he whispered, ooh, me wish is coming true, I can tell it by my horoscope. There's lucky colours, lucky stones, lucky numbers too. Lucky eight, as sure as fate, will always pull me through. My cousin Kate is putting on weight, I said you're beyond all hope. Nature's unkind, your future's all behind, I can tell it by your horoscope. Once an old maid said, I'm afraid my future brings no hope. I said, don't give way, the troops are home today, I can tell it by your horoscope. Early one morn, a baby was born, its father said, please don't mope. Let's jump for joy, I know that it's a boy, I can tell it by his horoscope. There's lucky colours, lucky stones, there's lucky numbers too. Lucky eight, as sure as fate, will always pull me through. I study stars, Venus and Mars, for Venus there isn't much hope. She's all wrapped in gauze with a pair of flannel socks, I can tell it by her horoscope.
Time you like.
Good. Well, I suppose I better be taking our horoscope along and hope for the best.
I'll better be getting up back again to Bill. Good night.
Good night.
Happy dreams.
Oh! Oh! Blah!
The clouds are grumbling. Don't think the world is
lucky day. Somebody may come along. So chase all of your sorrow. Take care of tomorrow. And keep sweeping the cobwebs off the
Finer set of today's program. We heard Flip the Frog and the soundtrack of his major motion picture from 1932 entitled What a Life. George Formby sang I Can Tell It by My Horoscope, Ruth Edding with Keep Sweeping Cobwebs Off the Moon, and we closed out with a sextet called the Philharmonicas. They play harmonicas, and they did Raymond Scott's Powerhouse. I'm Courtney T. Edison, the old codger here in WFMU. Thanks for listening. Although really, I think you should be thanking me. All you did was sit there and bask in the radiance of great music made by geniuses who died for their art. As for my efforts here, I had to crank the Victrola. I pulled 70 RPM discs out of paper sleeves, and I queued them up on the turntable. I have to program the whole show, and I have to use my vast imagination to entertain you for an hour, and then keep your thoughts from straying to suicide. Because if not for these Sophie Tucker, Fats Waller, Louis Jordan, and the Bix Beiderbecke platters, a goodly number of you listeners might have put a bullet through your skull by now. This music keeps you sane in a world without mercy, and the sooner you admit it, the sooner you will feel gratitude for my radio missionary endeavors. And remember, you know you can always count on me when I damn well feel like it. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Hardy White.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we get together and we talk about important things by listening. And we listen to important things by talking. And just have a good time together. I'm going to share stories, and then I'm going to ask for them back. Because this isn't a story store, it's a lending library. You can keep the memories. I actually might want to borrow them back, though, for a while, to show a friend.
Hello?
Hey, hello, it's Don.
Hey, Don, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Well, I'm just so, I'm so happy.
Yay.
I want to share something with you. So, question. You can hear me?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, listen to this.
What? All right. Harmonica. All right, fantastic.
How about that, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, hang on, listen to this.
What? Oh. More harmonica. Very nice. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I just discovered their harmonica. It's given me so much joy.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
hardly contain myself.
Uh-oh.
It makes me so happy. And I thought, who can I share this with? And so I said to myself, question, who can I share my joy with and my new love of harmonic? Let me just play you one more thing, Lou.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. Play it, Don. Oh, man. Oh, that's great. I'm so glad you found something that brings you joy.
When I was in the Weeblos, thank you for your service, I was asked one week, because I believe that the leaders had perceived that I was a lonely child, to bring in something that I was interested in, a hobby or something that brought me joy. So I decided to bring in my rock collection. I had a whole shoebox full of interesting rocks and stones, and I don't even know if there's a distinction. There isn't in my mind. In fact, I had really made no effort to figure out what kind of rocks or stones I had. That really wasn't what brought me joy. They were, to me, just as independent objects, interesting, beautiful, evocative. I imagine that they were magic stones, some of them. I'd line them up. I'd say, oh, get me all the wacky packs or something that I want. So I took these in to the meeting. I don't remember much about it. I'm sure it was in some sort of church rec room, and it smelled like erasers. And they said, all right, you have the floor. Tell us about your rock collection. And from that point on, I'm pretty sure I've blocked it out, because what happened was that I was sort of gently mocked for not knowing anything about the rocks. And nobody just wants you to hold up a rock and say, I think this blue one's pretty. They want you to say, this is Ignatius carbonite, and it's found in the formations of the whatever magnum. I didn't say that. I still couldn't tell you much about geology. I'm interested in it, I guess. I just don't know much. People always want to know, how could you be interested in something and be ignorant of it? Well, that's not my problem, how small my brain is. I could still enjoy music. I'm not able to tell you a lot about the things that I like. And I think that that's the case for somebody who has discovered a new joy, our friends. They come to us and they say, oh, something's making me very excited. Say, what is it? And they go, this. I go, what is that? And go, well, it's a sort of a spiritual hippie drum that sounds like a gong. Well, really more like pots and pans, but also like a gong or something, or the resonance of the planets. If the planets could vibrate and make a sound like a string or something like, or a cosmic whoopee cushion, that this is what they would sound like. So, oh, yes, it's very interesting. All right, keep going. Now, you might not be getting the same joy out of it. Look at your friend's face, though. That helps. Say, look at them. It isn't often that we find things in this world that really move us, that help us forget our troubles, that can distract us. And I'm like that with instruments and everything. And when you're alone, you know, you are the sovereign of your little solitary world. And alone, you are the best saxophone or sackbut player or whatever you're playing, or melodica, or spoons. Say, by myself, I am Spoon Man. And there are rock groups, grunge groups coming to me and say, Spoon Man, beat the rhythm with your hands. And you go, all right, I will, my black hole son. But, you know, when you have to compare yourself to others, you go, oh, gosh, this thing I thought brought me joy. Look, I'm terrible at it. Look what a real guitar player does. How can I get any joy or excitement from it? Well, you know the answer to that. My gosh. You know, it's how we interact with things. This is that little space between you and the drum. That's what's really going on. There's always people that can be more dexterous or clever or inventive. And all our brains are a different size, and some of us, you know, have abilities. That's great. That's fantastic. I am concerned sometimes alone with my perspective. Not always. But I want to ensure that I do not lose my joy, that I do not diminish it by thinking it doesn't stand up, it doesn't hold up to others. Perhaps I shouldn't demonstrate it. Some things, we're used to some things being kept in private to give us pleasures. That's not true. Yes, it is. So why can't we be that way with acoustic guitar? Say, oh, someone should ask me to see my acoustic guitar. I don't want just want to whip it out like that. Because that say, it might not give them the same joy. Say, oh, you're going to play one of those folk tunes. Fantastic. And you know how that is. People have a visceral reaction. They say, what are viscera? It's your guts. You feel in your guts. Now, your guts aren't your brain, right? Which means that it is a feeling that is not controlled by your intellect. So I have a visceral reaction to some things. My guts are going, I do not like this particular music. I